This is the World Vision Update. I'm Peggy Waymire. A few years ago, Saren Frost was invited to join a professional women's soccer team in Liberia. She went there with little knowledge of how 14 years of civil war had affected that country. Liberians today, she says, struggle to survive. We spoke to her from Liberia.
85% of the country is unemployed. There is no running water or municipal electricity. You see a lot of begging all day long. Most people don't have jobs, and so they're just looking, begging for their daily bread.
Frost returned to the U.S., but she couldn't forget what she had seen. She wanted to help the children of Liberia by using sports as a teaching tool.
You know, you come to a soccer game, and you have to teach a child respect. They have to respect the referees. They have to respect their coaches, respect their teammates. You teach them about discipline.
Working through local churches in Liberia, Frost set up LACES. That stands for Life and Change Experienced Through Sports. Churches provide coaches who undergo 6 weeks of training. It includes an understanding of how Christ mentored his disciples so they could mentor others. Frost says there are 130 children now enrolled in the program.
My hope for these children is that for the 1 or 2 hours that they are out practicing soccer, that they are forgetting about things that happened in the past. They're enjoying themselves, and that at the end of this time, they can walk away and say that I learned something. I learned morals and values. But most importantly, my hope is that each one of them knows Christ.
Saren Frost hopes to expand the program to more than 800 children in Liberia, children learning how to live a spirit-filled life. For the World Vision Update, I'm Peggy Waymire.